Mesechtas Harias, Daf Zayin, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Vavim and Beis, and we begin a new perek and a new Mishnah, and let us begin with Haktama. Our perek discusses the Par Koyim Mashiach, as well as the Sar Nasi, and we'll also continue to discuss the Par Halom Dov Shel Tzibor. And as we know, at the beginning of Perek Dalet in Pashas Vayikra, right before the Pasha of the Par Halom Dov Shel Tzibor, the Torah teaches us that if a Koyim Mashiach, which refers specifically to the Koyim Gadol, that was Meshuach B'Shem and Mishra, does an Avera for which a Yochid would be chayav to bring a Korban Chatos of a Kizbo's era, and the Koyim Mashiach did this Avera based on his own mistaken psak, so the Koyim Gadol would be chayav to bring a Par instead of a Kizbo's era, and the halachas of this Par are the same as the halachas of the Par Halom Dov Shel Tzibor. And for example, there is a requirement of Zayin HaZoyis in the Kodesh, and the Dam is placed on the Kronos of the Mizbeach HaKteris or the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the remainder of the Basa that wasn't Hukrav on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin isn't eaten by the Koyanim, and instead they are burnt Michutz L'Machna. And as we'll see, the only time the Chiyuv would apply is only if the Koyim Mashiach is a Mufla by Ra, and only if his Psak was Levatel Mixas Dava, just like we find in the Gate of Parham Dava Shel Tzibor. And we will also see that if a Koyim Mashiach does an Aver B'Shigas Maisa and not based on his own mistaken era, he will not be chayv to bring any carbon, and not even a kizba usira. And then in Parak Dalet, after the Torah discusses the Parah Halom Dov Shel Tzibor, so the Torah also discusses the dinim of the Sar of a Nasi, which refers to a melech that does an aver b'shoigeg, and instead of a king bringing a kizba usira like a regular yachid, he is chayv to bring a sarer. And keep in mind, as we already discussed, that the Torah teaches us in Pasha Shlach that if a yachid is ivan an issa of avid zara b'shoigeg, then instead of him having a choice of bringing a kispa or a seira, he is required to bring a seira dafka, and as we will see, that this same din would apply to a melech. And if a melech was ivan an issa of avid zara b'shoigeg, then instead of bringing a seira, he will be obligated to bring a seira. And similarly, a koyim mashiach will bring a seira as well, and we will see a machlekes between Rabbi Nechacham regarding this din of a koyim mashiach, as Rabbi hold that the koyim mashiach will be chayiv a seira even if it was a b'shigas maisa and not based on his ara, while the Chacham hold that a Koyim Mashiach will be potter if the issa was done b'shigas maisa, and he will only be chayiv a carbon if it was done based on his mistaken psak and based on a mistaken ara. But since it's avodah zara, so instead of bringing a par Koyim Mashiach, he will be chayiv to bring a seira just like a regular yachid. And we will also see that the chayiv to bring an ashim toloi doesn't apply to bezin or a tzibar, and a Koyim Mashiach would also never bring an ashim toloi, but it does apply to a melech, and a melech that is not sure if he did an avera where you generally be chayiv to bring a chatas would bring an ashim toloi. And finally, the chayiv to bring an ashim vadai, and for example an asham gzeilais or asham meilais, doesn't pertain to bezin, but it would pertain both to a melech and a koyim mashiach, just like a regular yachid. And keep in mind that in this parak, whenever we refer to a nasi, we aren't referring to a regular nasi, and instead we're specifically referring to a melech. And our mishnah begins hayir koyim mashiach la'atzmei shegeg va'asa shegeg maybe par, that if a koyim mashiach paskin incorrectly for himself, and he did so b'shoigeg, and then he went and did that issa, and he did so b'shoigeg, so he'd be chayav to bring a par koyim mashiach. However, shoigeg va'asa mezid, or mezid va'asa shoigeg potter, but if the koyim paskin incorrectly, and he did so b'shoigeg, but l'maisa when he did this issa, he realized that he paskin incorrectly, and even so he did this issa, or in a case where he paskin incorrectly b'mezid, and for example, he paskin that specific type of chaylev is mutter to eat, even though he knew that it's asa to eat, and then at a later point, he had this chaylev in front of him, and he also had shuman in front of him, and certainly shuman is mutter to eat, and when he ate this chaylev, he actually thought that he was eating shuman, and the reason why he ate this chaylev was not based on his original psak. So in these cases, he would not bring a par koyim mashiach, and the first case, he's potter because he was a mezid, and the second case, he's going to be potter because he ate this chaylev b'shegeg, and even though in this case, a yachid would bring a kispo seira, but as we explained in the Akdama, a koyim mashiach would never be chayiv to bring a kispo seira, and therefore he'd be potter, and he would not be able to bring any carbon. And the Mishnah explains, she'ras koyim mashiach la'atzmai k'ras bezel tzibor, that in order for a koyim mashiach to bring a par koyim mashiach, it has to be that it was based on his own psak, and he paskin incorrectly, just like the case of a ras bezel tzibor, where they'd be chayiv to bring a par Halom Dov Shel Tzibor. And as Rashi states in the Mishnah, ma'ar ras bezel tzibor in chayobin, el al halom dovim shigus maisa, afer ras koyim mashiach la'atzmai, ein chayiv el al halom dovim shigus maisa, kin mefash b'gemara, that's based on the words that says by par koyim mashiach, la'ash mesa'am, harei mashiach k'tzibor, v'chi heru bezel mezid, v'asa kol shegin, lo yavi ara, v'avi shigus maisa l'chudei, v'avi yuchidin maisa kol chad v'chad kizbo yisira, havo koyim mashiach, ki heru mezid, v'asa shegeg, l'av Avdine Kiyachid Upotl Gamri, as we explained, the Hachi Aminim Perek Basra, and as we will learn on Daf Yud Aleph, that a Klei Mashiach never brings a Korban Chatos of a Yochid, and he doesn't bring a Kisbo Usira. And we learn this from the words Me'am Aretz that says in the Pasha of a Korban Chatos that's brought by a Yochid, as the Pasuk states, Vim Nefesh Achas Techto Bishkogo, Me'am Aretz, Basesa Achas from Mitzah Hashem, Ashalisa Asenav Hashem. And the Gemara will teach us that when the Pasuk states, Me'am Aretz, Pratlam Mashiach, that Inu Mevi Korban Bishigas Maisa, that he doesn't bring Korban if he only did this Issa based on Shigas Maisa without a Helen Dover. And our Gemara begins in Ish, Shegig Vasa Shegig Mevi Par, that the first did of a Mishnah with a Koyim Mashiach was a Shegig and he made a mistake in Psak, and then he was even on this Issa based on his mistake in Psak, that the Mishnah taught us that he's chayav to bring a Par Koyim Mashiach, but the Gemara is Pshita, that certainly this would be Pashut, as the Torah tells us that a Koyim Mashiach brings a Par Koyim Mashiach, and certainly this would be the case in a scenario where he was Shegig not only in his Ara, but even in his Maisa, and certainly the din would be that he would have to bring a Par Koyim Mashiach, and what is the Chiddush of a Mishnah? The Gemara explains, that our Mishnah is referring to a scenario where, for example, the Koyim Mashiach passed incorrectly that a specific type of chaylev is going to be mutar, and then at a later point, he remembered a paskin that this chaylev is going to be mutar, but he forgot what his reasoning was, and it was shashatar, or some agarus, or shashasa omar, hareni oisal dasir asi, and at the time that he ate this chaylev, he said that I'm eating this chaylev based on my original psak, and the chiddush of our Mishnah is the Ma'arad Tema, kivin de'ilu misadale, shema hodabe, kemeze dami, v'loy l'chayev, kamash malon, that one may have thought that since if he would really know what his reasoning was, that he may have retracted from his original psak, and therefore we should still consider him amazed, as he should have said to himself that I'm not going to eat this chaylev, as there's a possibility that my reasoning was incorrect, and therefore maybe he should not be chayev to bring a korban chatos at all, and would not bring a par korban mashiach, kamash malon, that's still considered a shegeg, and therefore he's chayev to bring a par korban mashiach. And the Gemara continues to quote from our Mishnah, shegeg v'asa mezid, mez v'asa shegeg potter, and our Mishnah teaches us that the only time that a korban mashiach is chayev to bring a par korban mashiach is only when he paskin incorrectly b'shegeg, and then did a maisa b'shegeg, and as the Mishnah states, shegeg korban mashiach la'atzmai, korban bezel l'tzibur, and the Gemara asks, minani mili, how do we know that the only time that the par korban mashiach is brought is only if the korban mashiach did an issa and relied on his original mistaken psak, just like it's clear, but again, a parum dov shel tzibur, that it's only brought if the kol did the issa and relied on the mistaken psak of bezdin. And the Gemara explains the Tanur Rabbanon, as we learned in the Brisa, that the pasuk b'negei the par korban mashiach says, "In makorban mashiach yechdol la'ashmas ha'am v'hikru v'achatos eshechotor par ben boker tom la'ashem l'chatos." And the pashas is that the word la'ashmas ha'am means that when a korban mashiach does an issa, then that causes a problem for the people of the nation, since the korban mashiach did an avera, so his tefilos and his avoda will not be as effective for the rest of the nation. However, the Brisa teaches us that from words la'ashmas ha'am we learn harei mashiach ketziba, that the only time that the par korban mashiach is brought is only if the korban mashiach did an issa in a similar manner to the case where we bring a parum dov shel tzibur. And just like the only time that the chiyuv to bring a parum dov shel tzibur is only if there was a reliance on a mistaken psak of bezdin, so too the only time that the korban mashiach will bring a par is only when he relied on his own mistaken psak when he did this isser. And the Brisa continues to explain why is it that we need this pasuk, and l'chera we could potentially say that we should learn this based on a svara and based on the gears of Rashi. The Brisa continues that one may have thought that we should be able to learn this from a svara, and as Rashi at the bottom of the Amid states, shiyoch ligmo b'din kal v'chayma shemashiach ketziba v'leitzarach l'michtav la'ashmas ha'am afagav di'iloy nema la'ashmas ha'am ha'yisi lom min adin, we would still be able to learn this based on a svara. And we continue on Dabzayin and Aleph at tziba meitzi m'chal yochid u'mashiach meitzi m'chal yochid, as we see that there's a din that when the tziba brings a korban, then they bring a parum dov shel tziba and they don't bring a kispa osira. And similarly we find that Torah tells us that a korban mashiach would not bring a kispa osira, and instead he brings a par korban mashiach. Therefore, even without a pasuk, we should compare the two, as matziba in chayavin el halom davim shigus maisa af mashiach lehi chayiv el halom davim shigus maisa. So the only time that the korban mashiach would be chayiv to bring a par korban mashiach is only when his maisa was based on his original mistaken psak, and just like we find b'negei a parum davim shel tzibur. Well, the Brisa continues that we also have a svara punfakat a kalech l'darach zu, or potentially the svara should be punfakat, and we should compare the din of the nasi to the din of the Koyim Mashiach. As we mentioned in Dr. Amar, that Nasi Mitzi Mechlal Yochid, just like we find that a melech that does an Issa does doesn't have a din to bring a kispa usira, and instead he always brings a sar, and a Mashiach mitzim mechal yachid. And we also find that the Torah states that a kohen Mashiach brings a pakri Mashiach and not a kispa usira. Therefore, we should compare the two. That man nasi maybe b'shigas ma'isa bleihel davar. That just like a nasi brings a sar, even if he only had a shigas ma'isa and he didn't necessarily do the sisar based on his own mistaken psak, and therefore af b'shiach maybe b'shigas ma'isa bleihel davar. So the same should apply b'negeya kohen Mashiach. Even if the Kohen Mashiach did an Issa B'Shegeg and he did not rely on his mistaken psak, that he should be chayav to bring a par Kohen Mashiach. And the Braisa states, Nir Lumi Daima, so let us see who the Kohen Mashiach is more similar to. And Asayim Agaris, Im Domel Tziba, Nanam Denim Minatziba, however, Im Domel Anasi, Nanam Denim Minanasi. Initially, the Gemara states that Lachiro, Kohen Mashiach is similar to the Tziba, at Tziba B'Par, Ve'imavir, and Ashim Talui. When a Tziba does an Issa, then they bring a Param Davish Tziba. And in addition, as we mentioned in Akdama, the din of Ashim Talui doesn't apply to a tzibur. Similarly, Mashiach Bepar, a Kohen Mashiach brings a par instead of a kizbu sira, the imevi Ashim Talui, and as we previously mentioned, that a Kohen Mashiach will also not bring an Ashim Talui, and therefore the chayu, we should compare Kohen Mashiach to the din of a tzibur. Therefore, the only way that a Kohen Mashiach will be chayiv to bring a par is only if his action was based on his original psak, and as the Gemara states, Mat tzibur ain't a chayiv el halom davim shigas maisa, ap Mashiach lo yechayiv el halom davim shigas maisa. However, once again, the Gemara continues and states, maybe the comparison should be Pumfaket, and we should learn the din of a Kohen Mashiach from the din of a Nasi, as we find similarities between the two, as Nasi may be Seir Bavayt Zichavim, or maybe Ashim Vadai, as number one, that a Melech brings a Seira when he does an Issa by Avayt Zichavim, and a Nasi is also Mechuyev to bring an Ashim Vadai. And similarly, a Mashiach may be Seir Bavayt Zichavim, or maybe Ashim Vadai, and a Kohen Mashiach brings a Seira when he does an Issa. And as we will learn, there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim in exactly what case the Mashiach would bring a Seira when he doesn't Issa Avedis Chachamim. But ultimately, we find that the Mashiach brings a Seira in a case when it was even Issa by Avedis Zara B'Shegeg. As we will learn later, that the Mashiach also brings an Asham Vadai, just like a Nasi and just like a Yachid. Therefore, we should compare the two, as Man Nasi may be Shigas Maisa, and just like a Melech would bring a Sara when he does a Shigas Maisa, even if it's not based on a Psak. Af Mashiach, maybe B'Shigas Maisa, and therefore a Kohen Mashiach should have to bring a par, even if he did this Issa only based on Shigas Maisa and not based on his Psak, and Talmud Leimel Ashvasam. And since based on the Sfara, we wouldn't know if we should compare the din of a Kohen Mashiach to the din of the Tzibar or to the din of a Nasi. Therefore, in the Pasha of Kohen Mashiach, the Torah states La Ashvasam in order to teach us that we should compare the din of Kohen Mashiach to the din of the nation, and Harei Mashiach Ketzibar, and Matzibar in Mevi Alalam Dabim Shigas Maisa. As we previously explained, the Braisa continues that now that we say that we compare the din of a Kohen Mashiach to the din of the Palm Dov Shal Tzibar, so then we should also say that just like if the Tzibar followed the Psak of Bezin, then it would be a Chiyah for them to bring a Palm Dov Shal Tzibar, so the same should be true in the Gei of the Kohen Mashiach. Even in a case where the Tzibar followed the Kohen Mashiach Psak, then the Kohen Mashiach should be Chiyah to bring a par Kohen Mashiach, and as the Gemara states, Av Mashiach Kishayir Va'asa Achra Be'asa Yechayiv. Whatever the Braisa teaches us, Talmud Leimar. Therefore, the pasuk continues, V'hikru V'achatasa Eshechata, that the Kohen Mashiach is makar of this par based on the aveir that he did, and the pasuk states Achatasai, and we learn Al Mashechatu maybe that he only brings a par Kohen Mashiach based on a chait that he performed, and Ve'ei maybe Al Mashechatu Achirim, and the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring any carbon based on the chait that was done by others, even though they did the sisser based on following his psak. Now that the Gemara finished this entire brisa, the Gemara goes back to explain a part of the brisa. Amar, we saw in the brisa, Mashiach Bepar Ve'ei Mevi Ashim Talui, that initially the brisa wanted to tell us that we should compare Kohen Mashiach to the din of a tzibur, as both are chayav to bring a par, and both the tzibur as well as the Kohen Mashiach are never mechuyav to bring a carbon Ashim Talui. The Gemara will now ask that L'chira, the only way that we know that a Kohen Mashiach is never mechuyav to bring an Ashim Talui, only once we know that we compare Kohen Mashiach to the Tzibur and based on the Pasuk of La'ash Mesa'am. And since at this point in the Braisa is trying to learn this Limud without this Pasuk, L'chir, at this point there is no Makar, and a Kohen Mashiach is never Chayiv to bring an Ashim Talui. Therefore, the Gemara will ask that you can't say that this is another way that a Kohen Mashiach is similar to the Tzibur. And as the Gemara continues, Minoli de Emevi Ashim Talui, that what is the Makar that a Kohen Mashiach never brings an Ashim Talui? Ichsiv, and this based on the pasuk that states been again Ashim Toloi, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, Behavi Ayon Tom Minatsoin, Beekol Ashim Alakoyan, Behipol of Akoyan, Ashigosa Shogag, Ula Yodavin Nisakloi, and we learn Mishikhatasa Vishigosa Shava that the only time that one is chayyav to bring an Ashim Toloi is only when someone has to bring a carbon chatas based on him doing an Issa Beshegeg and not based on him doing an Issa based on relying on his own psak, and Yasu Mashiach Shein Shigosa Vichatasa Shava, and therefore Mashiach will never bring an Ashim Toloi, as if a Kohen Mashiach only does an Issa based on Shigus Maisa and not based on his own psak, then he would not be chayiv to bring a standard chatas, and therefore he's never mechuyev to bring a carbon Ashim Toloi. Some agrees that Minole Shein Chatai Vishigosa Shava, what is the makar that a Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring a standard carbon chatas of a Kispo Seira, and he does an Issa Bishigus Maisa, that is based on the pasuk that states Benegay to Pak Kohen Mashiach, as the Chsiv La'ashma Sa'am, Hare Mashiach Kitziba, and therefore, as we previously explained, the Gemara is La'ashma Sa'am, Ad Kan Le Kamale, or some agrees Ad Kan Le Kamale, that we still don't have this limud, and therefore, how could the Brisa state that a Kohen Mashiach should be compared to a Tziba, as both the Tziba and the Kohen Mashiach would never be Mechir to bring an Ashram Talui, and as Rashi states, Ad Kan Le Kamale, claiming La'ashma Sa'am, Ka'ama, the Nafgale, the Inchatas of Shigasa Shavu, the Mashiach Kitziba, Va'akati Le Kamale, Hekish La'ashma Sa'am, and at this point in the Brisa doesn't know this Hekish of the words La'ashma Sa'am, that Dain Le Hum, La'ashma Sa'am, Bekaimai, and as we saw that at this point in the Brisa, Haka'ama, Afagavi Ulay Nem, La'ashma Sa'am, Yechalmi Lumay Menadin, the Mashiach Tzar, Chalom Dovim, Shigas Maisa Kitziba, the Ka'ama Nirli Midaima, Tziba Bepava Emivi and Ashram Talui, Mashiach Bepava Emivi Ashram Talui, Bein Yizeu, Tayim Mashiach Litziba, Afagavi Ulay Nem, La'ashma Sa'am, Vahakama Adun La'ashma Sa'am, Afgale, the Mashiach Echatos Vishigas Shava, the Emivi and Ashram Talui, Maloi, Beloi Ashma Sa'am, who done Velomade, but at this point we're still not learning the words La'ashma Sa'am in order to compare the din of a Kayam Mashiach to the din of a Tziba, and the Gemara responds that in a Hanami, this point of the Brisa was not trying to compare the din of a Kayam Mashiach to the din of a Tziba based on both of them not having a Chiyuv to bring an Ashram Talui, and the only comparison between the Kayam Mashiach and the Tziba was the fact that both being a par instead of a Kizbo Seira. And keep in mind that the Brisa makes a lot of sense, as the Brisa is saying that certainly there's more of a reason to compare the din of a Kayam Mashiach to a Nasi, as there are two similarities between a Kayam Mashiach and a Nasi, as both the Nasi and the Kayam Mashiach are maybe Seir Bavid Zichavim, and they bring an Asham Vadai, while a Kayam Mashiach is only similar to the din of a Tzibur in one din, as there's only one similarity, as both of them bring a par, even if we will see that there's even two similarities between a Kayam Mashiach and a Tzibur, as both bring a par, both do not bring an Asham Taloi, the Mice is still two against two, we still can't say that we should learn the din of a Kayam Mashiach specifically from the Tzibur and not from the Nasi, and therefore we need a Pasuk of La'ashma Sa'am in order to teach us Harei Mashiach Ketzibur, that we compare the din of a Kayam Mashiach to the din of a Tzibur, and in order to be chayiv a par helm davish Tzibur or a par Kayam Mashiach, there's a requirement that the Mice Avera had to rely on an incorrect psak, and either incorrect psak of Bezin or an incorrect psak of the Kayam Mashiach. Let's continue with the next Mishnah, and the Gemara will explain this in further detail. But Pashas, the Mishnah is teaching us that if the Kayam Mashiach did an Issa and he relied on his own psak, that even if at the same time Bezin is mechuyev to bring a par on Davish Latzibur for some other reason, that the Kayam Mashiach cannot receive kapara through the power of Bezin, and instead, in order for the Kayam Mashiach to receive a kapara, he would have to bring his own par, and he would have to still bring the par Kayam Mashiach. However, the Mishnah continues, if the Kayam Mashiach paskin incorrectly, and for example, he paskin that a specific type of chaylev is going to be mutter, and he actually acted based on his own psak, and he ate that chaylev, and meanwhile, at the same time, Bezin also paskin incorrectly that a specific type of chaylev is going to be mutter to eat, and Roi V'Tziba acted upon the psak of Bezin, and therefore, there was a chiyuv to bring a parum d'Avish L'Tziba. So, although in this case, the Kayam Mashiach relied on his own psak, and not necessarily on the psak of Bezin, ultimately, he will be able to receive his kapara through the parum d'Avish L'Tziba, and he wouldn't have to bring his own par. And the Mishnah continues that why is it that the Kayam Mashiach would be able to receive a kapara through the parum d'Avish L'Tziba? And the Mishnah explains that l'maisa we see that the Torah compares the dinam of the Kayam Mashiach to the dinam of the Tziba, as she'im bezin chayav and ashir levatel mitzvahs l'kayam mitzvahs, as just like we previously learned that bezin is not mechuyev until the paskin in order to be mevatel mitzvahs of mitzvah and be mekayam mitzvahs of mitzvah. But if they would try to mevatel entire mitzvah, they would not be a chiyuv to bring a parum d'Avish L'Tziba. And that same din applies to a Kohen Mashiach. And similarly, v'loy b'aveis chavim, asher l'vatal mixas l'kayim mixas. And as we will see later, at least l'fita rabbanon that argue on Rebbe, we have to add in the words v'chino Mashiach, since we see that both these paras are similar. So therefore, the Kohen Mashiach has the ability to receive his kapara through the parhelm davishal tzibar. Our Gemara begins that we just stated on Mishnah, hoyri matzibar v'asim matzibar miskapalei matzibar. And the Gemara asks, minan emili, what is the makar that a Kohen Mashiach can receive his kapara through the parhelm davishal tzibar? And the Gemara brings the braisa as the Tanur Rabbanan, hoyri matzibar v'asim matzibar yachol yavi par la'atmai. So one may think that the Kohen Mashiach would still have to bring his own par, and he would not be able to receive a kapara through the parhelm davishal tzibar. And v'dinu, and the chayyim should be based on a svara, as Nasi Maitzi Mechlal Yachid, or Mashiach Maitzi Mechlal Yachid. And just like we find that Nasi doesn't have the same din as a Yachid, although if a Yachid doesn't issa b'shegeg, then the Yachid will bring a kispo sira, however, Nasi will bring a sarir. And similarly, a Kohen Mashiach doesn't have the same din as a Yachid, and if the Kohen Mashiach doesn't issa based on his own mistaken psak, then he would bring a par Kohen Mashiach. Therefore, we should compare the two, and Ma Nasi Chotib B'fnei Atzmai, maybe B'fnei Atzmai, Chotib Matzibah Miskapalei Matzibah. And just like Binagay and Melech, if he did this Issa based on his own Shegeg, then he brings his Sarer. However, if he did this Issa together with the Tzibar, then he has the same din as the Tzibar, and he would receive the Kapara through the Parah and Dawash al Tzibar. Therefore, Af Mashiach, Chotu B'fnei Atzma, maybe B'fnei Atzmai, that if he did his own Chait, then he would bring his own Chatos, and he would have to bring a Parakai Mashiach. However, Chotu Matzibah, Miskapalei Matzibah, but if he did a Chait, and the Tzibar also did a Chait at the same time, then he would be able to receive his Kapara through the Parah and Dawash al Tzibar, and he would not have to bring a Pakai Mashiach. However, the Gemara responds that we can't learn the din of Pakai Mashiach from the din of a Nasi. The Gemara states, Loi, that we can't compare the two, as in Amr ben Nasi, Shekei Miskapalei Matzibah B'yom Kippurim, Tarim Mashiach, Shekei Miskapalei Matzibah B'yom Kippurim, that although it would make sense that a Nasi could be Miskapa with the power of Davish Hatzibah, but maybe that's because we find another place where the Melech receives the Kapara through a carbon that's brought for the Tzibah. And for example, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol brings the Shnei Seir Izim as a kapara for the tzibur, that carbon was also mechapa on the melech, and therefore it's possible in the scenario where the melech did an avera and the tzibur also did an avera based on the psak of bezin, that the Torah allowed the parham davishal tzibur to effectuate a kapara not only for the tzibur but also for the melech. Well, but since on Yom Kippur, where we find that there's a carbon chatos that's brought for a tzibur, that carbon cannot be mechapa for the Kohen Mashiach, and the Kohen Mashiach brings his own par on Yom Kippur in order to be mechapa on his own tumas mikdash. And therefore, since we find that even in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Mashiach has to bring his own carbon in order to receive a kapara, so maybe the same would hold true in our case. And even though the Kohen Mashiach did the same issa as the tzibar, and they both relied on the psak of bezin, maybe the Kohen Mashiach could not receive a kapara through the parham davishal tzibar, and he would have to bring his own par Kohen Mashiach. Therefore, the Gemara states, Talmud Leimach, Atase Hashachata, so therefore we need Xeris HaKasav that tells us the Par Kohen Mashiach is Mechapa for the Kohen's personal avers that he did, and at the time that he did a Chait, and the Tzibah did not do a Chait. And as the Gemara states, HaKetzad Chotu B'fnei Atzmai, maybe B'fnei Atzmai, but the Chotu Matzibah, Miskapalei Matzibah, and there's Xeris HaKasav that teaches us, if the Kohen Mashiach did an Isser at the same time that the Tzibah relied on Sanhedrin, and they did an Isser, and therefore it is already a Chiyuv to bring a Parham Davishal Tzibah, that the Kohen Mashiach would be Miskapa with the Parham Davishal Tzibah. And keep in mind that 21 lines from the top of the Amid, the Gemara previously asked. Therefore, it seems that we already learned something from the word al chatasai. And the Mefarshim explained that in the Chinami, that the previous Brisa learned that limud from the words al chatasai, and our Brisa is learning the words from Ashachata. And the only time that a Kohen Mashiach brings his own par, it's only when he was the only one that did this Isser. However, if in any case the Tzibah is going to bring a par of Davishal Tzibah based on a similar Chait, then that par will also be Mechapar on the Kohen Mashiach as well, and the Kohen Mashiach will not bring his own par Kohen Mashiach. Our Gemara now continues that our Mishnah stated, Hayu B'fnei Atzmai V'asa B'fnei Atzmai, the Miskapalei B'fnei Atzmai, and the Kohen Mashiach will have to bring his own par, and he would not be able to receive a Kapara through the par of Davishal Tzibah. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, that what is the case that we're referring to? As if we're talking about a case where the Kohen Mashiach was a mufla, he was the most outstanding Talmud Chacham of the Dar, and therefore Bezdin did not have the mufla Shev Bezdin together with the Bezdin. If soap, shita the miskapalei b'fnei atzmai, then certainly he would have to bring his own parakai Mashiach, as the tzibur would not be bringing a par of davar shel tzibur, as hayrod lahayin v'loy klumim, as their psak is not considered a valid psak, negated in to bring a par of davar shel tzibur, and as we learned in the Mishnah on daf dalar and beis, oishloi hayisham muflo shel bezin, d'lei havera, that psak is not enough of a psak in order to be mechayev the tzibur to bring a par of davar shel tzibur. As Rashi explains, based on the previous gemaras, she'afal pi she'enim Sanhedrin, and even if the Kohen Gadol is not a member of the Sanhedrin, she'ilu hoyim Sanhedrin, as if he was actually a member of the Sanhedrin, afilim kotet shebekulim lo hoyisham lo yaveira, even if any member of the Sanhedrin was not there and was not involved in the psak, then it's not considered enough veira to be mechayev a parim davar shel tzibur. Can amina my kladas the isal kul Sanhedrin yaveira v'loy lo yaveira. Therefore, as the gemara continues, boy yisuri kispo yisira kol chad b'chad, even if the tzibur would have relied on this psak of bezdin, that would not be enough of a reason for them to bring a parham davar shel tzibur, and instead every single yachid would still be chayav to bring a kispa isira. As Rashi continues, chashigas meisel chudei dami, the meisi kol chad v'chad kispa isira, and hachin nami, and therefore in our case as well, ki avihu muflo v'hein einu mufloim, since this kohen gadol was a muflo and they were not mufloim, ki hoyu b'fnei atzmai hoyu v'hu loyu yishomi moen pshita meskap b'fnei atzmai da yuradi tu lav klumi, as that psak is not enough of a psak in order to be mechayav them a parham davar shel tzibur, and therefore certainly the kohen gadol will have to bring a par kohen mashiach. The gemara continues, and if the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Sanhedrin had someone that was greater in psak than this kohen gadol, he was not the greatest talmid chacham of his dar, so my miskapele b'fnei atzmai, then why would he actually bring a par kohen mashiach at all? Hayrodi dei v'loy klumi, his psak should not be a valid psak in order to be mechayav him a par kohen mashiach. As Rashi explains, the kivin de inu mufla, since he is not the greatest talmid chacham, so he doesn't have a right to paskin on his own. Therefore, it's not considered a valid psak in order to require him to bring a parakoy mashiach. And therefore, he'd be potel gamri. And therefore, he would not have to bring the parakoy mashiach, and he also would not have to receive kapara through the power of davar shel tzibur. As we previously learned, that a koy mashiach is certainly not required to bring a parakoy mashiach, and is also not required to bring a kispa seira when he does an issa based on shigus meisel chudei. We continue on daf zayin and beis, and amra papa, and therefore our papa explains kagoyin shohayu muflu shneim, that the case of our mishnah is in a scenario where the kohen gadol was on the same level as the muflu shohayu bezin, and therefore his psak was a valid psak, and the psak of bezin was also a valid psak. The mishnah teaches us that in this case, even though bezin will be bringing a parum davar shel tzibur, but even so, since the issa that was done by the kohen mashiach is different than the issa that was done by the tzibur, so the parum davar shel tzibur would not be able to miskapa on the kohen mashiach, and the kohen mashiach would have to bring his own par kohen mashiach in order to effectuate his kapara. And as Rashi at the top of Dav Zayin on the base states, Amra Papa b'shavin dehu mufla v'hein muflayin hilka istruch l'misnei dechichotu b'fnei atzmai afagad dehirah dedu avi ra ma'alya afil hachim miskap b'fnei atzmai shum de kamayru b'shnei yisurei. As the first case of the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the kohen mashiach and the tzibur over on two separate yisurim, however the sefer of the Mishnah teaches us chotam atzibur, if he does the same chait or a similar chait to the tzibur, afagav dehu mufla doirodi dei havei ro malya afilu hachi miskapim atzibur, and he doesn't have to bring his own par mishum the kamaru b'chad yisura, as both the psak of the kohen mashiach as well as the psak of the bezdin was based on the same iser, as we will explain in a moment. Before we continue with the gemara, let us go back and review the ratio of the Mishnah. As the ratio of the Mishnah stated, hoyer b'fnei atzmai v'asa b'fnei atzmai miskapel loy b'fnei atzmai, if the kohen mashiach paskin on his own and then he did an issa based on that psak, then he must bring his own par kohen mashiach. And certainly the Mishnah can't be talking about a case where he only paskin on his own. Certainly it would be pashut that he has to bring his own par kohen mashiach, and therefore Rashi and the Mishnah explain that the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where both the kohen mashiach as well as the Sanhedrin gave a mistaken psak, where the psak was relevant to two separate isurim. And for example, bezin paskin that a certain type of avodah zarah is going to be mutar, and then Reva Tzibur acted upon this psak, and therefore there was a chiv to bring a parent sarir. And the kohen mashiach also gave a wrong psak, and he paskin that it's mutar to eat a specific type of chalev, and then he acted upon that psak and he ate that type of chalev. And the Mishnah teaches us that even though bezin will bring a parum davar shel tzibur, however the kohen has to bring his own par kohen mashiach, and he can't effectuate his kapara through the carbon of the tzibur. And our gemara now continues, Sava Abai And Abaye thought to say, and what is the case where the Koyim Mashiach passed him incorrectly, and then he did an Issa based on his Psak? And Abaye explained, the Yasvi B'shtem Koyim is the Kamar betrays Yuri. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the Koyim Mashiach and Sanhedrin was sitting in two separate places, and the Harah had to do with two separate Yisurim. And since the Psak of the Koyim Mashiach and the Psak of Bezin have nothing to do with each other, therefore the Koyim Mashiach has to bring his own power. What Abaye seems to hold, that if the Koyim Mashiach and the Sanhedrin were actually sitting in one place, even if the Koyim Mashiach passed regarding a different Issa than Sanhedrin, then since the Sanhedrin knew about the Psak of the Koyim Mashiach, it's as if they were moited to his Psak, and therefore it's as if he relied on the Sanhedrin, and therefore he would not have to bring his own power, and he could rely on the power of Dov Shel Tzibur. And what if the Gemara continues, Omle Rava, and Rava responds to Abaye, Otu Shnei Mekoyim is Garmin, that is the reason why the Koyim Mashiach has to bring his own power, is specifically based on it being in a separate Mokoyim from the Sanhedrin, but even if they were sitting in the same place, however, the Kim and the Kamar betrays Surei, Chat Bifnei Atmanhu, and the real reason for the din of the Mishnah is because they paskin regarding two separate Surim, and therefore the Koyim Mashiach cannot receive his Kapara through the power of Dov Shel Tzibur. And the Gemara now continues to explain the Mishnah as Pshita, Hu Bechila Behim Bavis Gechavim, and it's Pashut that the din of our Mishnah would apply, and the Koyim Mashiach would have to bring his own power. In the example that we previously gave, would the Koyim Mashiach paskin incorrectly regarding a type of chelov that's mutar, and then he was over on that iser, and generally he'd be chayav to bring his own par, bezin paskin correctly regarding aveis kechavim, and Reva Tziba acted upon the psak, and now bezin would be chayav to bring a par and sarer, and certainly chet b'fnei atzmahu, these chatoyim are completely separate and segregated, the chalukim b'tamayu, the chalukim b'kabanais, as number one, the iser of chelov and the iser of v'dezara are separate surim, and as Rashi explains, b'tamayu b'psukim, the chelov aveis kechavim betray krei nafki, and number two, the chalukim mekabanois, as bezin maisi sar avedis kechavim v'hulay maisi sar, as he will bring a par and bezin will bring a par and sar. Therefore, certainly the koyim mashiach cannot receive a kapara through the par and sar of the helam dov shel tzibur. And as the gemara states, the hu bepar v'hem bepar v'sar the kamaisu hadis sar v'hulay maisi. The gemara continues, the koshkein hu avedis kechavim v'hem bechelev. And certainly in a case where he paskin regarding avedis kechavim and they paskin incorrectly regarding chelev, the chalukim mekabanisayin legamri the hu seira v'inu par. Certainly in this case, there is no connection between Bezdin and the Koyim Mashiach, as the Koyim Mashiach brings a standard Seira, and Bezdin would have to bring a power of Dov Shel Tzibur, and therefore certainly the Koyim Mashiach cannot be Miskaper through the power of Dov Shel Tzibur. However, the Gemara will now bring two Shailois, where the Gemara is unsure as to what the din would be, and as the Gemara continues, Elohu Bechilu Amachasa Sakara, Behim Bechilu Shaladaka and Mahu, now let's say the Koyim Mashiach gave an incorrect Psak, Benegay Lechilu Amachasa Sakara, and Bezdin passed correctly, and they stated that the chelov shaladakin would be mutter to eat. And the Gemara continues and explains the shayla as miyaminon, as would we say, afagat the kabban and shava, that even though in this case both Bezdin and Koyim Mashiach would be chayav to bring a par, however, kivin the mitrei kreika asu, ha'poginim b'taybayu, but since these yisurim are learned from two different psukim, therefore we should consider them as separate yisurim, and the din of our Mishnah would still apply, that it's considered a case of hayav b'fnei atzmai, ba'asim b'fnei atzmai, and meskapalei b'fnei atzmai, even though there's already a chiyuv to bring a pound of shel tzibur, the Koyim Mashiach would still have to bring his own power. Or Yidilma, or would we say, Shem Chalav Echadu, that the Maisa Bezdin as well as the Koyim Mashiach gave an incorrect psak regarding Chalav. Therefore, the Koyim Mashiach would be able to receive his kapara through the pound of shel tzibur. And the Gemara continues with the second Shaila, as Imtim Salema, Shem Chalav Echadu, and if you will say that the Koyim Mashiach could be Miskapa through the pound of shel tzibur, as both Bezdin and the Koyim Mashiach paskin regarding Chalav, so the Gemara now is, that if the Koyim Mashiach paskin incorrectly regarding Chelev, and the Sanhedrin paskin incorrectly regarding a type of Dam, then would the Koyim Mashiach be able to be Miskapa through the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, or would we say that the din of the Reisha would apply, and the Koyim Mashiach would have to bring his own power? And once again, the Gemara explains the Shaila as Miyaminon, B'tamayu HaPligin, that do we say that Lemaisa de Yisurim are from separate Psukim, therefore the Koyim Mashiach would still have to bring his own power? Or Yidilma, Kivin Shavim B'Korbin, Basa Korbin Azlinon, or we say that Lemaisa, since the Koyim Mashiach, as well as Sanhedrin, would bring a par, so therefore the Koyim Mashiach could receive his kapara through the par on Dov Shel Tzibur, and the Gemara ends off, Teku has not pushed the Shaila, and Ayin Rashi who explains the last two cases of the Gemara, and Rashi starts in Divul Maschel, Hu Bechilav Amachasas HaKerev, and Rashi is bothered that we know that Chilav is Zosar and Shuman is Mutar, and we know that the way that we define Chilav is any of the fasts that were hooker Kurv on the Mizbeach. And since the Pasuk states clearly that Chilav and Mechasas HaKerev is one of the types of Chilav that is Hukav Al Gav and Mizbeach, so certainly that's also and Dovish HaTzdukim Maidubai. And we previously learned that there's no Chiv to bring a pile on Dovish HaTzibur in the case with Bezin Paskin correctly on a Dovish HaTzdukim Maidubai. And Zok Rashi that Chilav and Mechasas HaKerev is still Dovish Ein HaTzdukim Maidubai, the Olim Farish Kor Mainiu, as the Pasuk doesn't tell us exactly what the Chilav and Mechasas HaKerev refers to. That Filam Roy Pligi Beshkita Schulim Be'elu Trefes Mainiu Kerem Aprimi, as there's Machlekes between Amroy and Mimsech Schulin, exactly what this Chilav refers to. The Kol Shein Chilav Shal Gabi Adakin Shein HaTzdukim Maidin Dolik Sibhedya, as that's not first in the Pasuk. And Rashi continues, Inami, or I could tell you, the Hari B'chilav Shal HaKerev Bein B'Kazayas L'Pachav B'Kazayas, that the incorrect psak wasn't what the Chilav was, but instead the Shaila was, as far as eating Kazayas, the less than Kazayas, the Kazayas like Sibhedya, V'Avidovi Shein HaTzdukim Maidin Boi. And Rashi explains, Kivin in the Trey Kray Kasu, Karamin La'il B'Parakamba, that the Pasuk states, V'Itzah Chilav, V'Av Yisayir L'Havi Chilav Shal Gabi Adakin, and Ayin Rashi Diva Masal V'Him B'dam, K'Goyim B'dam Amuvlo Be'Varim, and that is a double Shein HaTzdukim Maidboi. And once again, Rashi brings a second shot, Oy Ben Kazayis, the Pachas Mekazayis, V'Avi Dov Shein HaTzdukim Maidim. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Shein Bezen Chayovin Ashiyer Levatel Mixas Ul Kaya Mixas V'Chein HaMashiach. And our Gemara is, Minolon, the Ashiyer Levatel Mixas Ul Kaya Mixas, that how do we know that the only time that the Bezen would be Chayiv to bring a pound of Shal Tzibar is only when they Paskin Levatel Mixas Ul Kaya Mixas, but if they Paskin Levatel Kala Mitzvah, then they would not be Chayiv to bring a pound of Shal Tzibar. And the Gemara says, Can Amino be either Perkon, Venelum Dova, Dova Le Kala Gov, that we already learned in Makar in the previous parak, as the Pasuk and Pasuk by Yikra, but again, the Pound Home Dova Shal Tzibar states, Venelum Dova, and we learn out, Dova Le Kala Gov, and as we saw in Daft Alam and Aleph, we had a three-way machlekis between Ula, Chiske, and Ravashi, as to how to understand this Limud, Ayin Shom, and the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, Vechina Mashiach, and this din is also applicable to the Pakai Mashiach, and the Gemara asks, Minolon, that what is the Makar that the din of the Pakai Mashiach is similar to the Pound Dova Shal Tzibar, and once again, the Gemara states, Tzichsiv, as the Pasuk B'digay, the Pakai Mashiach states, La'ashma Sa'am, and as we learned, Hari Mashiach Kitzibar, and therefore, the dinim are similar, and just like there's only a Chiv to bring a Pound Dova Shal Tzibar, where the Sanhedrin was Meira, Levatel Mixas, Ul Kayim Mixas, and not on Kol Adova, so the same would apply to the Kayim Mashiach, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the last point of our Mishnah, V'lei Ba'vitzik Chav, Machiyor, Levatel Mixas, Ul Kayim Mixas. Similarly, when the Sanhedrin passed incorrectly regarding an Issa of Avedis Kechavim, they will only be obligated to bring their parents' Sarah only in a case where they were heard Levatel Mixas or Lekayim Mixas, and not that they made a mistake and tried to revatel the whole Issa of Avedis Zorah. And the Gemara asked Minolon, that was the Makar, that this didn't apply to Avedis Zorah as well. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Taner Rabbanon, Lefishi Yotz Avedis Kechavim Lidim Ba'atzma, as since this Torah segregates the din of Avedis Kechavim, and it brings a separate din in Pasha Shlach, and it tells us that if Bezdin made a mistake regarding Avedis Zorah, then they have to bring a par and a sarer. So we would think that Avodah Zarah may be more chomer than other mitzvahs, and therefore Bezin would even be chayiv if they made a mistake and they mevatel the entire mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. However, the Braisa explains nemekan meine, then the pasuk in Pasha Shlach b'negei Avodah Zarah, the pasuk states v'hoya meine ida nesa l'shkaga and b'nemel alon meine and b'negei the parum davar shel tzibur. And regarding other mitzvahs, the pasuk in Pasha Vayikra stated v'mkal das Yisrael yishku b'nemel davar meine akol. Based on this clear shava, we learn two dinim, as malalom bebezin af kam bebezin, that just like b'negei the parum davar shel tzibur, when the pasuk states b'nemel davar meine akol, that certainly refers to bezin making a mistake. And as we learned in daf heyam and alav, that wrote through bezin the chsiv b'nemel davar meine akol the hainu bezin u'maisa tali b'kol the chsiv akol v'asu. And therefore, although in Pasha Shlach b'negei avodah zarah, the pasuk doesn't specifically mention bezin, and as Rashi explains, that when the pasuk states v'hoyah me'ini yaida nesel l'shkaga, that it can't be referring to bezin, because in ma'isa tali bezin ela b'kol, and the pasuk in Pasha Shlach is referring to the ma'isa, as the pasuk states me'ini yaida nesel d'hainu ma'isa. And even so, since the pasuk uses the term me'ini, therefore we learn out that even b'negei avodah zarah, there's a requirement that bezin paskin incorrectly. The Gemara continues that we also learn the following drasha. That malalon davar leklagov afkan davar leklagov. That since b'negei the parum davar shel tzibur, the pasuk states v'nelam davar, and we learned out davar leklagov. Therefore, the same applies b'negei avodah zarah, that the chiyuv to bring a kapara is only if bezin paskin levatel mixas ul kaya mixas, and not if they paskin in order to be oikur klagov. And we continue with the new mishnah, and this mishnah will be a continuation of the prior mishnah, as the mishnah stated that in some cases the kohen mashiach could receive his kapara through the parum davar shel tzibur. Gemara. The previous Mishnah explained that there is a connection between the Kohen Mashiach and the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur, as Lemaisa we learn one from the other. And as the previous Mishnah stated, Sheim Bezen Chayav and Ashiyer Lubatul Mixas Lukayim Mixas V'chein Mashiach V'lei Bevei Tzichav and Ashiyer Lubatul Mixas Lukayim Mixas. Our Mishnah continues and brings in another similarity, as in Chayav and El Alam Davim Shigas Lemaisa V'chein Mashiach, that the only time that there's a Chiyav to bring a Parim Davar Shel Tzibur is if the Sanhedrin paskin incorrectly, and then Reivat Tzibur followed up Sak, and the same din applies to the Kohen Mashiach, that the only way he'll be chayav to bring a par Kohen Mashiach is only if he did his maisa based on a mistaken psak. And the Mishnah continues, v'lo b'aviz chavim in chayavim, and some of that goes the words in chayavim el al harom davim shigas maisa. Similarly, in regard to avodah zarah, there would only be a chayav to bring a par and a sarah if Reivat Tzibur was ivan isav avodah zarah based on an incorrect psak of the Sanhedrin. In regard to the din of avodah zarah, the Mishnah doesn't state v'chein Mashiach. Let us keep in mind that in previous Mishnah, when the Mishnah spoke about avodah zarah, the Mishnah also didn't mention v'chein Mashiach. And our Gemara begins that how do we know that the chiyuv to bring a helm davar shel tzibur only applies when there's a helm davim shigas maisa? But if there's only a shigas maisa, then bezer would not be chayav to bring a parim davar shel tzibur. And the Gemara brings a brisa as the Tanur Rabbanon that the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra b'negei the helm davar shel tzibur states v'im kol das yisrael yishku, and the lashon yishku is the lashon of shogeg. Therefore, yochel yu chayavim al shigas maisa. One may have thought that if Reivat Tzibur does a shogeg, and even if it's not based on the psak of the Sanhedrin, that there would still be a chiyuv to bring a parim davar shel tzibur. Tamulay me yishku v'nelam davar, but the pasuk states yishku, and it also states v'nelam davar, and therefore we see that in chayav me'el al harom davar m'shigus ma'isa. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated v'chein Mashiach that the Kohen Mashiach will also only be chayav to bring a par Kohen Mashiach if he did a ma'isa aveira based on his mistaken psak. And the Gemara asks minolan that what is the makar for this din? And once again, the Gemara explains the chsiv la'ashvus ha'am harei Mashiach ketzibur, and the pasuk in Vayikra b'negei the Kohen Mashiach tells us that the par Kohen Mashiach has dinim that are similar to the din of the parim davar shel tzibur. Therefore, the Kohen Mashiach would only bring his par if it was behelam davim shigas maisa. And keep in mind that Rashi in the Mishnah points out that although there's a comparison between the par Kohen Mashiach and the parim davar shel tzibur, however, as we explained in the Akdama, certainly there is a major nafkamina, as if Reivat Tzibur does an isser and is not based on the psak of Bezdin, then every single one of the tzibur is considered yachid, and they would each be chayav to bring their own private chatas, and they would have to bring a kispo seira. However, if a Kohen Mashiach does an issa b'shoigeg and he didn't do this issa based on his mistaken psak, then he wouldn't bring a carbon at all. And as Rashi states at the top of the left column, v'tzibur hu dechiyav de b'shigus maisa luchadei maisa kol chad b'chad kispo seira di dineim ki yechidim the kim le also api bezdin mechal ki kuli ma'adadi v'hav yechidim v'yechidim chiyav b'shigus maisa. However, al Mashiach b'shigus maisa luchadei potem eklum k'd amal kamam perek basra. As in regard to regular carbon chatas, the pasuk tells us v'm nefesh achas techto b'shkogo me'am ha'aretz v'aseis achas b'mus Hashem asher lo yiseh asena v'ashem. And since the pasuk states an extra word me'am ha'aretz, so we learn now prat lo Mashiach that inu mevi b'shigus maisa klal v'hainu d'kamar, and this is what we previously stated, and we also stated at the bottom of the amid yot Mashiach she'in chatas b'shkogo d'hainu b'shigus maisa, as he would not bring any carbon if he did not vera based on shigus maisa and not based on his own personal ira. The Gemara continues, v'loi b'aviz chavim el ha'olam davim shigus maisa, that the same din applies b'negei to Sanhedrin who paskin incorrectly regarding a din by avodah zarah, that although the pasuk states in Parshas Shelach that they would have to bring a par and sarer, however this chiyuv would only apply Reivat Tzibur did the sisa based on an incorrect psak of the Sanhedrin. And as we know, the pasuk in Parshas Shelach doesn't mention v'nelam davim eini akol, and these words are only mentioned in Parshas Vayikra when the Torah discusses the standard case of parim davar shel tzibur. And therefore, the Gemara asks minolan that was the makor that b'negei avodah zarah we have a similar din that the chiyuv to bring the par and sarer is only based on helam davim shigas maisa. And the Gemara brings a brisa as a Tanur Rabbanan lefi shiyos avodah zarah lidim ba'atma, as since the pasuk states the din of avodah zarah in Parshas Shelach and it has a separate din that the chiyuv to bring a par and sarer instead of only a par and davar shel tzibur, so yochel yu chayav al shigas maisa. So one would think that there's no requirement to have an incorrect psak, even if Reivat Tzibur or even avodah zarah b'shigas maisa, then it would still be chayav to bring a par and sarer. And once again, the Gemara explains that we learn this based on Gzeir Shava, as Nemekan Me'inei v'Nemal Alon Me'inei Mal Alon, and just like b'negei the par and davar shel tzibur ain chayav in El Halom davar shigas maisa, as we explain Sa'afkan. So similarly, b'negei avodah zarah ain chayav in El Halom davar shigas maisa. And the Gemara continues that as we mentioned when we learned our Mishnah, the Mishnah states v'leib avodah zarah El Halom davar shigas maisa, and the Mishnah doesn't continue and say Achina Mashiach, and therefore the Gemara now states, V'ilu Mashiach by Vez Kechavim like Tani, that since our Mishnah doesn't state V'china Mashiach, so it's mashma that this last din of the Mishnah would not be relevant to a Kai Mashiach, and therefore the Gemara states, Mastisim Mani, Rebihi, that would be mashma that our Mishnah is going specifically like the Shita of Rebbe. And before we explain the Shita of Rebbe, let us point out, as we previously mentioned, that if a Yochid does an Issa where he's chayat to bring a Karban Chatas, so he's generally chayat to bring a Kisbari Seira, however, if a Yochid was Ivan, an Issa of a Dezara B'Shegeg, then the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach tells us, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta B'Shkoga, V'Kriva Iz Bashnosel Chatas, that instead of having a choice to bring a Kisbari Seira, he must specifically bring a Seira. And although, as we previously mentioned, that if a Kayyam Mashiach does a regular Issa, and he does so B'Shegus Maisa, and he didn't base it on his own Aira, then he would not bring a Pakoy Mashiach, and he would also not bring the standard Kisbari Seira, as the Pasuk states, Me'a Ma'aret, Pratla Mashiach. However, Kayyam Mashiach will be Shaykh to the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach that teaches us that there is a Chir to bring a Seira when one is over the Issa of Edizara. And as we will see, there's Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim in exactly what case would the Kayyam Mashiach be Chayyam to bring a Seira when he's over the Edizara. And the Chacham hold that even B'Negei Avedizara, the only time that the Kayyam Mashiach will be Chayyam to bring a Seira is only if he is over Behelim Dava. However, Rabbi holds that the Kayyam Mashiach would even be Chayyam to bring a Seira if he was over B'Shigas Maisa B'Lachud, and even if he didn't do this Issa based on his own mistaken psak, and it wasn't based on a Helam Davar, and the Mishnah would be Muchach like Rebbe, as the Mishnah doesn't state Bechina Mashiach, and therefore we see that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, that B'negei the Issa of Edizara, the Kayyam Mashiach will be Chayyam to bring a Seira, even if there was no Helam Davar, and it was only a Shigas Maisa. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Mashiach Bavish Kachavim, Rebbe Oim B'Shigas Maisa, Rebbe says that he's Chayyam, even if there was only a Shigas Maisa, the Chum Oim B'Helam Davar, and the Chum state that even B'negei of Edizara, the only way the Kayyam Mashiach would be Chayiv is only if he did this Issa based on Halam Davar and based on a mistaken Psak. And the Brisa continues with Shav and Shabbos Ira, and both Rabbi and Chum agree that the carbon that the Kayyam Mashiach will bring when he was Ivan of Edizara will be a Seira, as the Pasuk teaches us in Pasha Shlach. And some agree with Shav and Shabbos Ira ki Yachid. The Brisa continues with Shav and Shei Mevi Oshim Toloi, and both Rabbi and Chum agree that a Kayyam Mashiach will never be Chayiv to bring a carbon Oshim Toloi, and the Gemara will bring him a car for this point on the Afchesim and Aleph. And the Gemara will now continue and prove that even though our Mishnah doesn't state the term V'china Mashiach, Mishnah could still be going like the Chachamim, and really the same din that applies B'negei Avedis Chachamim by the Helam Dov of the Tzibar also applies B'negei to Kayyam Mashiach, and the Gemara's right will be for the next Mishnah. The Mishnah that Chesem now states, Ein Bezen Chayobin Ashiyer B'Dovish Hizdein Akaris V'Shigos Achatos V'china Mashiach, and then the Mishnah talks about Avedis Chachamim and it states, V'loi B'Avedis Chachamim Ashiyer B'Dovish Hizdein Akaris V'Shigos Achatos. Once again, the Mishnah doesn't mention V'china Mashiach, and as Rashi points out, certainly the din of that Mishnah, B'negei Avedis Zara, applies to the Kayyam Mashiach as well, and therefore we see that even though the Mishnah doesn't say the word B'china Mashiach, the din of that Mishnah is still relevant to the Kayyam Mashiach as well. And as our Gemara continues, V'tizbara, V'zdein Akaris, V'shigas Achatos Miktani, that the next Mishnah that teaches us the Chiv to bring a carbon B'negei Issa Avedis Zara is only when someone does an Issa, that if he did so B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Karis, and if he was a Yochid and he did so B'shigas Maisa, he'd be Chayiv to bring a carbon Chatos, and the Mishnah doesn't state Bechina Mashiach, and certainly we know that it applies to Kayyam Mashiach, and therefore it must be Elitani Ha and Hu Adin Laha. And since the ratio of the Mishnah already stated, Ein Bezen Chayob and Achiyayu B'Dovish Hizdein Akaris V'Shigas Achatos B'Negei Adi Yisurim, and the Mishnah stated Bechina Mashiach, therefore B'Negei Avedis Kechavim, the Mishnah did not feel there was a need to repeat the words Bechina Mashiach, and similarly Hachanami in our Mishnah as well, Tana Ha V'Hu Adin Laha, that since the ratio of the Mishnah mentions Bechina Mashiach, therefore, even though the Sefer Mishnah doesn't say V'china Mashiach, it still refers to the Kayyam Mashiach as well. And certainly our Mishnah could be going like the Shita Chachamim, that the only way that a Kayyam Mashiach would be Chayiv to bring a Seira when he's Ivan Avedis Kechavim is only if he did this Issar and he based it on his mistaken Psak, but it was only based on a Shigas Maisa, and just like the Kayyam Mashiach would not bring a Kispa Seira by a regular Issar, so if a Kayyam Mashiach does an Issar Avedis Zara B'Shegeg, he would also not be Chayiv to bring a Seira. And keep in mind that this is the way that Chacham would explain the Mishnah Daf Zayin Ibn Aleph, where the Mishnah also doesn't mention V'china Mashiach. Our Gemara now continues, my time with Rebbe, what is the makar for the Shita of Rebbe that a Kayyam Mashiach would even be Chayiv to bring a Seira when he's Ivan Avedizara B'Shigas Maisa, and even though there was no Helam Davar? And the Gemara explains, as Amakra, as the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach, B'negei Yochid, as Ivan Avedizara B'Shegeg, who brings the Seira, states, Im Nefesh Achas Techta B'Shkoga V'Kriva Iz Bas Shnosel Chatos, and the next Pasuk continues, V'chipa Kayyam Al Nefesh Hashigegas B'chata Amar Bishkogel Lufnei Hashem Lechapar Lov V'Nislach Loi. The pasuk could have stated V'Chipa Akoyin Lufnei Hashem Lechapar Lov. Therefore, the words Al Nefesh Hashegeges Bechatar Bishkogel are all considered extra, and therefore we dashen as follows that when the pasuk states Hanefesh Zem Mashiach, it teaches us that a Koyin Mashiach could also be chayiv to bring a seira when he's over the Issa of Avodah Zarah. And when the pasuk states Hashegeges Zem Nasi, this teaches us that although the Torah taught us that if a melech is over on any other Issa in the Torah, he's chayiv to bring a seira and not chayiv to bring a kispo seira. However, if he's over on the Issa of Avodah Zarah, then he'd bring a seira just like a regular yachid. And finally, when the pasuk states Bechatar Bishkaga, so Rabbi Sava Chit Zeh Bishkaga Yehei, Rabbi holds that the pasuk is telling us that a Koyim Mashiach would even be chayiv to bring a seira when he's Ivan Avodah Zarah B'shigus Maisa, and even though there was no Helam Davar. And as Rashi explains, Sava Rabbi Chatar Bishkaga Hachi Mashma Chit Zeh Bishkaga Yehei Klima B'shigus Maisa Luchudei Ba'filu Mashiach. However, Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan argue on Rabbi, and they hold when the pasuk states Bechatar Bishkaga Misha Chatase Bishkaga, that the only ones that would be chayiv to bring a seira by Avodah Zarah, even B'shigus Maisa, are only those that would be chayiv to bring a kispo seira b'shigus maisa by other averas in yatzu mashiach she'in chatase b'shkaga elam helam davar. However, this excludes a kai mashiach, as since by a regular issa he's not chayiv to bring a kispo seira and he's not chayiv to bring any carbon if he only did this issa b'shigus maisa and without a helam davar. Therefore, even if he's over on the issa of Avodah Zarah b'shigus maisa and without a helam davar, he would not be chayiv to bring a seira. And the only time the kai mashiach would bring a seira is only if he did this issa b'helam davim shigus maisa. The Gemara continued v'shavin that even though Rebbe and Chachamim are chilek as to when the Kohen Mashiach would be chayav to bring a seira by Avodah Zarah, however they both agree that when a Kohen Mashiach is chayav to bring a carbon when he's even Avodah Zarah, then b'seira k'yachid, then he's chayav to bring a seira just like a regular yachid. And the Gemara asks minolon that what is the makar, and the Gemara brings the pasuk in Pasha Shlach as the amakra v'im nefesh achas, since the pasuk says v'im nefesh achas echad yachid v'echad nasi v'echad Mashiach, so this refers to a yachid, to the melech, or to a kli mashiach, as kulim b'chal nefesh achas hein, as they are all included in the term nefesh achas. And therefore, both Rabbi and Chacham agree that a kli mashiach would be chayiv seira if he's ivan the isav avodah zarah b'shegeg, and a Chacham holds it's dafka b'helam davar. However, Rabbi holds that's even b'shigus maisa b'luchud, and even if there was no helam davar, and even the kli mashiach did not rely on his mistaken psak. And we will stop over here.